All right, welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. We're coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. Tomorrow, there's a wonderful charity golf event taking place at the International in Bolton, the inaugural McGladrey Charity Golf Event. My next guest is Rich Catarano from the McGladrey Foundation, and he's going to tell us all about this amazing event. So let's have a warm welcome for Rich.
Thank you very much.
Rich. How are you?
Good. Very good, thanks. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming on. It was really fun to be able to get you guys on.
It was a fun introduction, so we're happy to be here.
Did you just fly in, or you're living in the Boston area?
I live in the Boston area, and our office is in Charlestown, Massachusetts, which covers all our office in New England. In Charlestown covers all of New England. I just happened to fly in, though, from Europe to make sure that I'm back for the inaugural event for the McGladrey Charitable Golf Tournament. So,
all right.
It's been a little bit of a journey to get back here.
Well, quickly, you could tell me, where did you fly from?
We were in Provence with a client of ours. He invited us to share a special experience with him, so we were there for a week, and it was great. It was amazing. It's an amazing place.
Definitely. Now you're going to follow it up with this great event tomorrow.
Yes.
It benefits a couple charities in our area. Can you tell us about those?
We're one of the top 50 or so charitable contributors in the greater Boston area. We have a couple of charities that we're particularly fond of, the Boys and Girls Club of Boston and the Special Olympics of Massachusetts, and the charities that we have supported for a long time. So we had the idea of having a golf tournament for our clients and business associates. And we said, let's charge something for the tournament, have people come, and let's give the money to charity through our charitable foundation. So all of the proceeds from the golf tournament tomorrow, 100% of the proceeds, will go to charity. Charitable organizations will not pay for any of the costs associated with the tournament, which is kind of unique because golf tournaments are expensive to run. And we decided to just give all the money away. So we expect to raise about $160,000 or $70,000, and that will be divided among the Boys and Girls Club of Boston, the Special Olympics of Massachusetts, and then the McGladrey Foundation. So we'll each share about $50,000 or $60,000. So it's a substantial amount of money for those organizations. They are in need at this point in time of the economy, so we're happy to do that for them.
And you have two special guests joining you tomorrow, LPGA Touring Pro Natalie Gulbis and PGA Touring Pro Chris DeMarco.
Yes. And it's a special treat to have both here. Natalie committed to it a while ago, and it was really the only day she had available. So you can imagine the schedules that the golfers keep, and flying all over the country and playing every weekend and during the week. And so Natalie told us about 4 months ago that she would have this day open, one day for the entire summer. So we centered it around her being able to be here, and we contacted Chris, and Chris said, you know what, I could be there on that day too. So we have a double pleasure for tomorrow. Both great people. I've met Chris on a couple of occasions in the past, and he's a great person to be representing McGladrey. And I haven't had the pleasure yet of meeting Natalie, but I look forward to doing that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, she seems like a really nice girl. All I keep thinking about was she was one of the first sports celebrities to actually go on Twitter and tweet. And it was like a big deal back then that she was going on and being so open. And then she had her reality show. She was one of the first sports celebrities to do that as well.
Yes, and she has quite a following. We had a lot of interest from people who wanted to attend the tournament to meet Natalie, and to be photo opportunities and for all the participants. So it is a special treat for all of our clients and friends to get to meet both Chris and Natalie.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be doing a clinic with them at about 10:30, a golf clinic?
And we'll have some participants from the Special Olympics and the Boys and Girls Club. And also those of us who are not actually golf pros, I'm sure we'll learn something from the clinic that they're putting on.
Definitely. And you're going to have a visit by the New England Patriots cheerleaders?
Yeah, the Patriots cheerleaders will be on the course. And we'll have some special competitions. We're actually setting up a goalpost on both golf courses at the International. And there'll be a competition of being able to hit the ball, the golf ball, not the football, but the golf ball, through the goalpost. The goalpost will be about 150 yards downrange and on each of the two courses, and golfers will have a chance to put it through for a special prize.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and it's a great venue to do it at. I think the International is the only venue that does the goalpost thing.
Really?
In the past, and it's pretty cool where the way they set it up, and we'll have a couple of referees standing next to the goalpost to make sure the golf ball goes through the goalpost. I'm sure the referees will have helmets on.
Now, how big is the field? How many players you guys have?
We have a couple hundred players. And we're actually playing in fivesomes, so instead of foursomes. We're pairing foursomes up with a representative from our firm so that every foursome will get to play with a member of our firm. And we also made sure that the members of our firm who are playing made a contribution to the cause, so that helped with the fundraising a little bit.
Now tell me a little bit about the McGladrey Foundation.
We set up the foundation with our predecessor firm, Catarano & Company. We set up the foundation about 15 years ago, and the foundation was established as sort of our own United Way concept. We felt that charity begins at home, and we wanted to make sure we were taking care of the charities that were close and near and dear to our employees, so we decided to go with the foundation concept. So the employees of our firm contribute a monthly payroll withholding to the foundation. And in addition to that, we do some fundraising events during the year to raise some extra money. And then the employees we have a board of directors, which is made up of the employees, representatives from the employees, and they decide where the money goes, which charities get the money. Usually the charities that are close to one of our employees are our employees who request donations. So the requests come in from employees who are active with various charities, and the board looks at the requests and makes appropriations based on the need and based on the involvement of the employees. The more the employees are involved, the more money we donate. And in the case of Special Olympics and Boys and Girls Club, we always make sure that we have enough for them.
Through fundraising initiatives and employee-run events, you raise more than $200,000 each year to support community-based projects and charitable organizations.
Yes, we do. And as I mentioned, we're always among the top 50 or 60 charitable contributors. We did an event earlier in the season. We did an event on December 7th at our offices in Charlestown. We had some celebrity chefs and some celebrities working with the celebrity chefs and invited clients and business associates. We had about 800 people attend that event, and they paid about $75 to come. They had a great evening, and then we took the money and divided it among seven different charities.
All right.
So each of those charities got to share in about $8,000 or $9,000, and it was a fun night. Everybody had a great time, and we raised money for seven good causes.
Well, listen, Rich, we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you so much for calling in, and good luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate being on your show and appreciate the support that the community is giving us here.
Thank you so much. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Up next, a quick word from Pembroke Country Club.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roenick, owner of Pembroke Country Club, and we want you to play more golf. Come visit Pembroke Country Club for more ways to play and great golfing values. Get your frequent player card, buy five rounds, and get your sixth free. It makes a perfect Father's Day gift. We have 2-for-1 specials every Monday in June. Golf for only $25 for 18 holes. Are you kidding? Visit our website at www.pembrokegolf.com for more golf coupons and daily specials. There are more ways to play at Pembroke Country Club.
Proud sponsor of Goldie Bounce Golf, Sunday nights on WATD. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.